Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Pastor Rich Clark from the Bridgewater Church in Tunkhannock joining us. First, I want to start on a good note, though. You're in Tunkhannock. How is the atmosphere there right now? I mean, it's got to be great. I mean, other than the flooding, but you have girls in the softball team in Tunkhannock. Amazing.
It's been amazing to watch these little champions, as I call them. You know, they're young ladies having an experience of a lifetime. And to watch our community rally around them and support them, you know, the Dietrich Theater, you know, opening up and saying, hey, come, we're going to project it on our biggest screen.
Yeah.
You know, watch parties all over. It is a great time right now in Tunkhannock. And just watching a softball game, what that can do to a community, it's pretty cool.
I have a good feeling about tonight's game, so.
I do, too. I was up late last night watching and hooting and hollering, and it was great to see them pull it out after that tough first inning.
Unbelievable. Well, again, thank you for calling. Now, we have this report that came out from our Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, stating that, like, 1,000 children in Pennsylvania have been affected by abuse in the Catholic Church. They have identified 301 predator priests in the state of PA, including 59 from the Diocese of Scranton. So, you know, this has affected people in all of our counties here in Northeast PA. We have a story from Freeland about Bishop Timlin paying somebody off to not talk about a rape and an abortion. Where does the church, where can a church go when they are hit with a scandal like this, Pastor Clark?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a sad day. It's a sad day when things like this are taking place, not just in the church, but in the world. You know, this is something the world is facing, not just the church.
Right. But it happens in our schools, it happens in our military, it happens in all aspects of life.
Yeah, so it's not just the church. The reason it goes even further is because the church is supposed to be a place of hope, a place of change, a place of, you know, I can find where I'm supposed to go and whom I'm supposed to follow. And this is just, it's a tarnish on what God desired the church to be, but it's an example of, you know, the deceitful of the human hearts, that we're where we sit today and how this world is not how God originally designed it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. So what do you think the Catholic Church should restructure themselves the way they're set up? I mean, I know it's hard to speak. You don't want to speak for them, being that your church is of a Baptist background.
Yes, we have Baptistic nature into what we believe. I don't know if even if restructuring would fix what is taking place. I think I was reading about it this morning and listening to the news and you know, greatly disheartened by what I heard and what I read. And even then, the gentleman I was listening to on the news said something about, you know, it needs to be some transparency. You know, what needs to take place is the Catholic Church needs to be open with what's taking place, and then make adjustments, get the men out of ministry, stop covering it up. Because their fear is that if this comes out, it's only going to tarnish the church more, it's only going to hurt what God wants to do, and that's the problem of man. We bring it on and think that we're responsible for protecting God.
In some of these cases, though, they weren't even asked to leave the church. They were just moved to another district.
Correct, and it's part of the cover-up. They think that it's going to harm what God wants to do. It's going to tarnish the view of the church to the community. And, again, they try to protect what God created, which is the church. And we got a great God. God is bigger than man, and God can cover all this. And We just need to deal with how God calls us to deal with the word, and the word is confess it and deal with it and move on and deal with the consequences of our sinful choices.
Is that when it says in the Bible, and Jesus had said many times about repenting and turning away from our sin, do you think that maybe when they did move them to another district, they did expect them to repent and turn from the sin? And maybe, you know, you can't control man yourself and what he's going to do next.
Well, they could have said that. This is what you need to do. I'm not sure if they did. Each individual, I can't speak into that situation.
And how many Hail Marys does that take, right?
Right. You can't speak into the situation. What has to happen, though, is, you know, we fail to recognize there's consequences for our choices. There's consequences for our sin, you know, our actions and what we do and what we do outside of what God's called us to do. So the consequences haven't been taken care of. And the greatest heartbreak of this entire thing are the victims.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the young boys and the young girls that have been dealing with this pain for years and what that has done into their life. And what that has done into their future. And even back in the 40s, I was reading articles this morning that they started accumulating this, and the consequences have been played out, and these poor children have not received the help that they need to walk through the abuse that they faced.
So what does the church as a whole do now to help people heal?
You know, that's one of those situations where people are going to like, well, I don't want to hear that. Because I'm going to say, you know, at this time, in time of crisis, you do turn to Jesus. And people are going to like, well, they did try to turn to God, and they got abused. And I was going to say, well, we do turn to Jesus. I've watched God walk people through abuse. Again, because it's not just a church situation. It's a world situation. And so going to God and coming to Jesus and walking through the abuse that you have, that you're facing, I watched him heal people that dealt with that in their life. And he's the only one that brings perfect peace according to his word. And he's the only one that can carry you through that. And it's a place of healing and a place of hope. That's what it was designed for. You know, I think I was just reading in 1 Peter 5 this morning about, you know, being an overseer, being a shepherd of God's people, the flock under our care, watching over them, not because you must, because you're willing as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording over those entrusted to you. But this is the leadership that God has put in place. This is how we're supposed to live and act, not what these men, other men, have deviated from and stepped into a world of their own.
So as a member of the church who might be hurt right now, not that they were physically hurt, but their hearts are hurting right now, I've seen a lot. I've talked to a few people from the faith who are just devastated by this news. I mean, though we've heard, you know, rumors of things happening before, and yeah, there were some arrests made here and there, but the magnitude of it is so heavy. What would you say as an outside pastor to the members of the church? The Catholic
Church. Yeah, I basically go right to what the Bible says. Place your faith and trust in God, not in man.
Never in man, yes.
Never in man. And when we put it in man, we're raising man to be an idol, and that's not how God designed. We live in a world and a society that we do what we want to do. And when we always do what we want to do, someone will always get hurt at the end. And God has called us to live differently in this world, and to place our faith and trust in him and in Jesus Christ, not in man around them.
Very true. Very true. Do you have anything else you would like to add this morning?
I would just say, you know, in this situation, the church will be poked, the church will be prodded, and rightfully so, to make sure the truth is revealed and consequences are taken care of. I want to just pray for these families and these children, these victims, not just for the ones that are in the church. Again, This is catching the Catholic Church. You know, this is exposing the depth of the human heart of sin. But pray for those who are facing this all around us, in our own communities that deal with us outside the church. Abuse is a harmful thing, and It destroys children's dreams, and it wrecks their personalities. It just kind of shifts their soul, and we needed them to step forward so they can get the help they need and become who God wants them to be.
Very good. Thank you so much for being part of the show this morning, Pastor Rich. And since you did take the time out, and I know you're a busy man, and Tunkhannock's flooding all over the place too today, right? You've got
yes,
that going
it is.
On. I appreciate it. So tell us what time your services are and how people can find your church.
Well, you can. Our services are every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:45. You can always find us at bewater.org and find a location near you. We are a multi-site church. Five campuses, and so you can always find a church near you. Bridgewater, we're here to serve God and serve our community.
All right, thank you again for taking the time. I appreciate it. You didn't get flooded, did you?
No, we did not.
Good, good. But
no,
you might
watch a creek rise, but it never spilled over.
But and you might not be able to get here to there today because of some of the roads that are closed, but still, glad you didn't get flooded.
True.
Thank you so much for checking in. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Take care. All right. Pastor Rich Clark from the Bridgewater Church in Tunkhannock joining us to tell us his thoughts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.